The Shining Sphere. It was the coldest winter morning I have ever experienced. The ringing bells of bikes passed by, and the laughter of children playing with snowballs woke me up. I was a little lazy, but I had to hurry up, as I had classes at my secondary school. I was in my second year. I did my daily routine of taking a shower and having a cup of coffee with some toast that my mom had prepared. Afterward, I headed for the park. I waited for my friends on a park bench. While I was waiting, I looked up into the sky, and I saw a shining sphere coming down, it seemed. I responded to the strange light by closing my eyes. It was very difficult for me to open them again. However, I needed to see what I thought I had seen again. So, almost immediately, I opened my eyes and I saw nothing. Nothing had fallen nearby. It must be my imagination. Lately, I have been under enormous pressure with that awful math exam, I said to myself. When my friends came, I said nothing about what I had maybe seen. We headed to school and attended classes the whole morning. After classes, I went to the park in hopes of seeing the bright sphere again. I looked up into the sky, and it was there. It was twinkling. It seemed it recognized me. I was astonished and a little nervous. I walked back home trying not to think about that flash that had hurt my eyes early in the morning because I was sure nobody would believe me. For sure they would think I was crazy. When I got home, I did not want to have dinner. My parents were upset, but I preferred to go to my room immediately. I was trying to sleep. I pretended not to think about the strange things that had happened to me that day. So I fell asleep. Or at least I thought I fell asleep. But before falling asleep completely, I saw how the window of my bedroom was being opened very slowly, and then an intense flash. The whole shining sphere I saw up in the sky early that morning was entering my room. I froze. I heard a low, deep, rumbling voice talking to me. I am nobody to you or anybody you could meet in the future. You don't know me, but I know you. This morning, you were the only person who dared to look up into the sky, and so you discovered me. What were you looking for? Now, as you have seen me, I'm obliged to take you with me so you can teach us the necessary things about humans. I observed you did not talk to anyone about my presence, but you have to understand that if other people know something about us, our mission will be in danger.
Your mission? What mission? I mumbled.
Our planet is disappearing now. Millions of us have to find a new home to live in. And I thought that finally Earth might be the right place to start our new life, the strange voice said. I heard myself shouting at the sphere,
No, I'm not going to let you destroy our rich planet. Look for another star, but not ours.
I was trembling and was unable to shout for help. The bright sphere then approached me and tried to grab me with enormous force. I found myself fighting with a strange thing. I moved very quickly upwards and forwards, trying to escape from that incredible force. Everything was useless. I felt my body was just like a pillow that had been taken with powerful hands. Soon, I felt as though I was flying. I was outside the window, and I thought I was going to die. As a last resort, I thought that maybe my parents would be able to hear me. So I yelled very loudly, Mom, Dad, please help me. Someone is taking me away. Soon, I heard my parents' voices. Carolyn, darling, wake up, wake up. Little by little, I opened my eyes. I felt a sweet relief. I hugged my parents so tightly and said, Thank God, it was a bad dream. Never ever before had I felt so happy to see my parents' faces. They wanted me to tell them my bad dream, but I preferred to keep it a secret because inside me, I couldn't say if it was a bad dream or something that really had happened.
For some time after, I avoided looking up at the sky as I was afraid that awful experience would be repeated. However, last night I went to the park with my friends. It was a clear, warm night. I wanted to overcome my fear, and I looked up into the sky, and I saw it, the shining sphere, now multiplied by millions, covering the whole night sky. They are here, I thought. They are here.